Turn it on. See if it works.
Newsflash!
We interrupt this program.
Good morning.
It is true what many of you have heard.
Today is
Friday. It's the weekend.
TGIF.
Hooray.
Is it Friday already?
Let's go.
Come on now.
Right now.
Here we go.
You and me.
You got it.
No fooling.
Friday.
Friday?
Hey, got it!
Friday. You know what they say about the early bird.
Okay, then.
Is everybody ready?
On with the show.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And we got a great weekend coming up for you here. I think you're going to enjoy this whole bunch.
It's so great. LBF already took off for it.
Yeah, that's right. Today, you know, it's the day before St. Patrick's Day. LBF has the day off because she wanted to start drinking early. So that's a good thing. She'll be back with us on Monday morning. Other things we have coming up on the program today. Win a grand in 60 seconds. How to go yesterday. We'll find out. 650 might make that 550 this morning. We got Brian's Bell Buster coming up this morning. What are you doing in the Bell Buster today?
You know, and a lot of people are looking for generators these days.
Yeah.
I'm going to call a woman and mess with her. It's her birthday, and they're looking for a generator. So I call her as kind of a strange generator guy.
The strange
generator. I offer her a generator that's powered by people.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, we got a comedy guest coming in this morning. The very funny Adam Ray will be joining us before 8:30 this morning.
I saw that guy. He was at Big Poppy's roast.
Very funny.
That no one else saw.
That's
oh,
right.
Boy. Yeah, unless you were there.
That roast, legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary roast. Okay. Hey, anybody get enough basketball yet? March Madness, man.
Couple of good upsets yesterday.
Yep. Okay, we'll cover all of that this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Do you think you have what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds? Well, Stephanie Sharon, who is from Auburn, Massachusetts. Stephanie is a surgical tech at St. Vincent's Hospital, and she believes she has what it takes. So, good morning, Stephanie.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, are you feeling relaxed and comfortable at this point?
I hope so.
Okay, well, don't worry. It won't last for long. Let me tell you exactly what's going to happen here.
You say that a lot, don't you?
$1,000 in my hand right here. I'm just trying to make her feel at ease and relax a little bit. So LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. During that 1 minute, you'll hear the timer in the background. If you don't know an answer, we urge you to say pass, move on to the next question. We'll go back to that question if we have time at the end of these 60 seconds. And if you get them all in, you get them all right within a minute. It's very simple. I give you the $1,000. Sounds pretty easy, doesn't it?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay.
LBF, do you have your questions prepared?
I have my questions at the ready.
Stephanie, here we go. 3, 2, 1, begin.
Complete this famous children's rhyme. Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the...
clock.
What kind of animal is the Disney character Bambi?
A deer.
The pupil and retina are part of what human organ?
Eye.
What actor played the character Maximus in the movie Gladiator?
Mel Gibson.
We name the TV show in which Andy Samberg plays the character Jake Peralta.
Pass.
If today is your birthday, what's your sign?
Pisces.
What is 9 times 7? What kind of animal is the kid's toy Sophie?
I don't pass.
Which Canadian banknote features Queen Elizabeth's picture?
Time has expired.
It's hard, isn't
it? You got. Let me see. You got four of them right. You
good job.
So you did a good job on this. So let's go back and cover things and find out exactly what you got wrong and what you passed on.
Okay. Here's what actor played the character Maximus in the movie Gladiator. That was Russell Crowe, Mel Gibson. Name the TV show in which Andy Samberg plays the character Jake Peralta, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What is 9 times 7? I know. Math is so hard. 63? What kind of animal is the kid's toy Sophie? A giraffe. Which Canadian banknote features the Queen Elizabeth's picture? The $20 bill.
Okay, but we do have a consolation prize for you this morning,
you
Stephanie.
You got something?
Yeah, you're going to, and I think you're going to like it. Okay. Hey, you're going to go to a great show. A pair of tickets to see Joe Perry, April the 18th, House of Blues. Tickets are on sale beginning tomorrow, as a matter of fact, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning at LiveNation.com. For more information, check them out, LiveNation.com. And by the way, we play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds, weekdays, 8-10. If you think you have what it takes to play, enter to be a contestant right now, WRR.com. We'll randomly pick players from our online entries to play as well. So, hey, Stephanie, thanks. You're a good sport. Have a great day and enjoy the concert, okay?
Thank you. You too. Okay.
Bring a calculator wherever you go.
You go. Always take a calculator with you. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Friday morning, and it's time now for your 620 Men from Maine episode. Fans, here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lemony Fuss are out hunting. They take a break to take a squirt in the woods when one of the dogs knocks over one of the shotguns. The gun goes off, hitting Ephus directly in the crotch, and we hear...
Oh, my God, Ephus! We're going to have to get you to see Doc Sider right away.
We're in a hurry!
Minutes later, they arrive at Doc Sider's office, and we hear...
Well, Ephus, I should tell you, I've got some bad news and some good news for you.
What's the good news?
You're going to be okay.
Well, okay. What's the bad news, then?
Well, you've got some pretty extensive damage to your groin. Got quite a few holes in that thing of yours. But I'm going to refer you to my sister.
Well, is she a plastic surgeon?
No. She plays flute for the Bangor Philharmonic, and she's going to show you where to place your fingers so you don't pee in your eye.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, how are your brackets doing?
Well, you know, most brackets are already busted. I've got two things coming up. I got Jim Gaffigan talking about air travel. But the brackets. My wife actually has missed only one game in her bracket so far.
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. There's
and there
a
were
bracket
16 buses. Games yesterday, I believe.
Yeah. Yep. And now Warren Buffett, you know, every year he does this for his employees. He has roughly 375,000 employees, and if anyone picks a perfect bracket, he'll give them $1 million a year for life.
Wow. Okay. That's a bracket.
That's a generous guy, you think, right? The odds are 1 in 280 trillion of picking it, and here's what Seth Meyers had to say about it.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett is offering his employees $1 million per year for the rest of their lives if they can fill out a perfect March Madness bracket. Said Buffett, it's just a fun little way to remind my employees that I could buy and sell each and every one of them.
And then if you're getting on a plane or you just got off a plane, maybe this will ring true. This is Jim Gaffigan. He's got specials on Netflix you can check out.
Check this out. Okay?
Travel a lot. I'm constantly going through security, always behind that person that's never left their house before. They always want to ask me questions. They're like, can I bring soup on the plane? It's homemade soup. I'm like, you should ask them. For an ID, can I use a fishing license? You should. Should I take off my shoes and my pants? Yes, you should. Airport security is annoying. It's nothing compared to international travel, like going through customs and immigration. That's so intense. They're dressed like SWAT team members. I always get so nervous. I'm like, do I have heroin on me? I don't even know what heroin looks like. But I might have accidentally packed some. There's that mini interview with the customs agent. What do you plan to do in the country? Murder people. Got me. I wasn't ready for your trick questions.
We're seeing some we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR.
Hello.
The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
So Tom and Becky, like a lot of people, have been looking for a new generator.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, it happens to be Becky's birthday. Uh-huh. So Tom thought we could call her with a Brian Bellbuster. So I'm going to call her as a crazy generator guy. Wait till you hear this.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Emma Brown from Green Generator Services.
Yes. How can I help you?
Gotten a call. You people are looking for estimates for generator systems.
Oh, yes.
We got some stuff written up here that we could go over with you folks if you're interested in getting that generator system to take care of your whole house.
Oh, okay, sure.
And, you know, and you guys want, like, the automatic transfer switch so when the power goes out, that pops right back on, correct? You want that in your system?
Oh, of course. Yes.
And we can...
Yeah, that's what we want. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, good. So there's a lot of fuel sources. You know, you got your gas-powered generators, and that's got its limitations. You know, you got to constantly fill it up with gas and everything. And, of course, propane. You know, you get those big, ugly tanks out in the yard. You know, it's tough.
Oh, I don't think that's the one we want. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about this. What's this going to cost us?
Well, after looking, going over some of the numbers your husband sent me, the system we're looking at... like $1,200 to power your whole house and get it all wired up, you'll be ready to go.
$1,200? Wow, that sounds pretty low. Are you sure about that?
Yeah, this is a great system. And we're looking at going green. And all those ones that are powered by fossil fuels, you have the extra cost of, you know, filling up the tanks and such, you know, and that can really mount up, you know? So what we've done, we find that the smallest carbon footprint is manual labor.
Okay.
This whole system's powered by a push wheel that we'll install in your basement, and it can be pushed by up to 8 adults for optimum output, okay? You can get it up to like 1.21 gigawatts at that 8 adults pushing the wheel at the same time. You know, and you just kind of push it around, and it'll power up the whole house.
I don't understand. I've got eight people. I don't have 8 people.
Yeah, because a lot of times what you can do is, you know, it's fun for the whole family. Like, the kids can get involved, you know, pushing the wheel. You know, you push the wheel, and your husband can push the wheel. It's like a big crankshaft device, you know.
Okay, I was expecting to pay a little more.
You want to pay more? Well, we also, you're not interested in the crank wheel system then?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, then what we can do, I mean, for a little bit higher price point, of course, you know, but the next price point up, we could hook it up to as many exercise bikes in parallel that you'd like. If you want to put it right onto a bike, and then you just pedal away, and you pedal, and you know, you could get like two, four people up there pedaling, you know?
Yeah, we need a simple generator that's going to operate without any kind of manual labor. We don't have exercise bikes.
You aren't interested in cycling?
No cycling and no hand cranking. I mean,
if you're interested,
that could work.
Do you have any hamsters in the house? Because we could hook up about 1,000 hamster wheels.
Hamster? What the fuck are you talking about? Who is this?
Well, you know, Becky, this is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show, and this is a Brian Bell Buster. Your husband Tom gave us a call and said that it was your birthday, and we might be able to have a little fun with you.
But oh my God, hamsters and hand cranking and bikes! Oh my God!
Hey, thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show, Becky. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the day before St. Patty's Day. Yes, tomorrow is the big day, and it's a particularly big day here in, you know, Boston and Massachusetts because, you know, there are just under 330 million people in America, and 10% of those people have Irish ancestry. So that's, you know, over 33 million Americans are Irish. And Massachusetts has the highest percentage of Irish of any other state in the Union, and New Hampshire's number two, not far behind us.
We have more Irish people than Ireland does.
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. And if you've ever been to Ireland, you know, a lot of people celebrate here. They say that 60% of people in the United States plan on drinking on St. Patty's Day as a form of their celebration. But originally, St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, the bars are closed because it's a religious holiday. Now, I was in Dublin on St. Patrick's Day a number of years ago, and they did have the bar open in the hotel. And the only people I met were cops from Boston, which was an amazing thing because they were all over there, and they had the bagpipe band, and they were marching in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Dublin.
So we said, okay, so there maybe are some ways to celebrate St. Patrick's Day without drinking. And so we've come up with a few for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, I've been trying to cut down. So I'm like, well, what else can I do? A lot of people, you could run a St. Patrick's Day 5K.
Everybody has them.
Right? Yep. There's some as Medfield, Marshfield, Plymouth, Salisbury have them on Saturday. And then on Sunday, you can run the one down in Southie. There's a 5K.
Of course there is.
You know, so that's healthy. That's good.
You could run all of them. I mean, that'd take up the whole day.
There you go. Yeah.
You can cook something Irish or go out and get your, you know, I like to try to get my corned beef and cabbage. It's like the one thing I want to try to do for St. Patrick's Day. Do you have a place you go or?
I used to go to the Mount Vernon all the time.
Really?
I think we're going to the Druid, actually. Great Irish bar over in Cambridge on Saturday, tomorrow.
BJ, the eternal intern, stepped in the studio just a few minutes ago, and she told us she's already owned by... Did you go by Green Hill this morning?
And I have a tradition of getting corned beef and cabbage the Friday before, no matter how early it is. And I went to go by and get it this morning, and the lines were out the door at the Irish
already.
Bakery.
And you just gave up. Thanks a lot.
Yep, sorry.
Okay. But, if you don't have anything, just maybe some Lucky Charms. That'll be fine.
Oh, Lucky Charms.
You could watch some Irish movies. You know, Brooklyn's a popular movie.
Yep,
Circle of Friends, or Bob Marley, our buddy, the comedian, is in Boondock Saints. That's a pretty kind of a cult movie. Or you could, here's something nice, offer to be a designated driver for your friend.
Well, there you go. And they could go
that
out and
horrible.
Have a hell of a time.
The Irish people are givers. I actually did a little survey myself. You can go to WROR.com to check it out. I took a survey of who would rather eat an entire corned beef and cabbage dinner with the potatoes and the onions, all the corned beef, or have another nor'easter because we might have one next week.
I'll take the Irish dinner any day of the week.
Well, you know what? You can go and WROR.com and you can see what the response was. I think the key is if you eat an entire corned beef dinner with all the cabbage and everything, and then you go out and you get sauced up on Guinness, you'll never drink again. You'll go booze-free the rest of your life.
I don't know if you...
Oh, that's an awful feeling.
Well, there is a website for Irish dating. By the way.
Sure. Yeah.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time now for your Men from Maine 720 edition. Let's do it.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem is interviewing for a brand new job at the Massengill Salad Dressing Factory of Machias when we hear the interviewer say...
So, tell me, Lem, what would you consider your biggest weakness to be?
My biggest weakness? I'd have to say my total honesty.
Honesty? Well, that's amazing. You're hired.
Well, thank you.
But seriously, I don't really think you should consider honesty a bad thing.
Really? Well, honestly, I don't give a flying f*** what you think.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
You're fired.
Right here on the One and One Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Good morning, this is Lauren Wally. Okay, it's 25 minutes past 7. This has to be the toughest person in America. So what's the, you know, what's the toughest thing you've ever physically done to yourself? You know, I've personally removed a splinter, a really nasty splinter. You know, that kind of hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard stories about, you know, like a guy pulling his own tooth.
Oh.
I mean, digging out a good ingrown toenail can be
painful.
That
can be a problem.
God, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not very tough.
Not very tough?
No.
Okay. Remember in, the movie where the guy crashes in the plane and he's on the island all alone, and it's Tom Hanks, and he's got the volleyball Wilson.
Castaway.
Oh, yeah, Castaway. Remember he had to pull his own tooth during that thing?
Then there was the guy that got caught cave diving.
He had to cut
his own arm off.
Yep, that's pretty gutsy there. This is amazing. There's a midwife in Kentucky who helped deliver a baby, and it wasn't just any baby. It was her own baby, and it wasn't just a regular delivery. She did a C-section on herself.
On herself?
On herself, okay. And she
She
was there. She had help. She put the gloves on and everything, and it was in an operating room, and over her IV needles and all that stuff. And then she said she wanted to do the full circle thing, and nothing more important than her profession and her family, so she decided she wanted to deliver her own baby by C-section, which she did successfully, and the baby went home this weekend, a totally healthy baby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's got to be really tough.
That's tough. Men could not do that. No.
No?
Men,
In more ways than one. Right. No.
I wonder if at any point she said, I don't know if this is a good idea.
I don't know. You know, it'd be like, what, you ever want to try giving yourself a vasectomy? I don't think that's a good idea. Don't even want to, you don't even want somebody else doing
no,
it,
No, you
right?
know why? Because yeah. I've ridden one of those bicycles and fallen on the bar.
Yeah, it hurts.
Oh, never want to do that.
That should take care of it, though.
Yep. Okay. You won't have to worry about the surgery. So anyway, that is our nomination today for the toughest woman in America, the toughest person in America.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody. Time for your Dirty Laundry update this morning.
That's right. The Dirty Laundry is brought to you by Neighborhood Health Plan. I've got some... Gal Gadot is in hot water. And Katy Perry, the latest on The Kiss. But first, we got to tell you, who is the guy who is dating someone 48 years younger than he is?
Are you ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? This is a guy who lives up in Maine, by the way.
Yes, he does.
Oh, my God.
Okay. American Pie singer Don McLean.
That's right.
He's dating a Playboy model, Paris Dillon, who is 24. He is 72.
Okay. Now.
And she's been posting all about it on her Instagram.
Ooh.
I'm
it's
sure
more like
has.
Instagrampy, I think. It's, that's a bit.
There's
much,
a picture of the two of them together. It's astonishing.
They're probably excited in Maine, though, to have, you know, a Playboy model finally living there.
That's probably true.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. A rep told TMZ their relationship was strictly professional last year, but now, his wife filed for divorce 2 years ago. I know they had some
issues. Yes, they did. They had some issues.
Things going on there.
Okay.
And like the standard is, like, for the youngest person you can date would be half your age plus 7.
Okay, now where did you pick this standard up?
I've just heard it. It's just anecdotal that I've heard all the time.
Okay, so...
That's pretty good. Well, I mean, look at Bob Kraft, right? Bob Kraft is dating a younger... girl, how old is
what's the difference?
Bob Kraft is 76 and Ricky Lander is 38, and so that's a little 45 should be his minimum. He's dating a little bit below the line.
A little below the line. All right. Okay.
Well,
what do you think? Where do you think the standard should be? 617-931-1057. Okay, and it can go both ways, you know, because it can be an older woman and a younger guy.
Sure.
But, you know, usually doesn't turn out that way. But, you know, give us a call. 617-931-1057.
Gal Gadot's in trouble. She posted about Stephen Hawking passing away. She wrote, "Rest in peace, Dr. Hawking. Now you're free of any physical constraints. Your brilliance and wisdom will be cherished forever." And people took exception to that because he wasn't really constrained, really. I mean, his...
Physically, he was constrained. Mentally, emotionally, and everything, he was released.
So, yeah. So a lot of people, speaking out that are disabled said, "Hey, it's not a disability if you see it that way." And it's, and actually... Hawking himself actually said credited his ALS as the motivating factor in his life. He said before he was diagnosed, he was very bored. He didn't seem like there was much worth doing. And then the realization that he might not live long enough to earn his PhD actually got him motivated.
Wow.
So he wouldn't have been who he is without, one without the other.
Special guy. He turned that right around and made a lot of himself.
Yeah, he was amazing. And finally, the American Idol Kiss, Katy Perry.
Oh, yes, yes.
The guy that he kissed, that she kissed, who didn't like it, but he does now have a girlfriend and is defending Katy. Says, "Everybody leave her alone. It wasn't a big deal. He's fine. Don't."
Oh, and apparently he now likes it.
And, yeah, apparently he's got himself a girlfriend now.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much. Good for you. Okay, Hank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Glenn Rizzuto from Carver, Massachusetts, is a firefighter, and he's standing by online right now. Good morning, Glenn, and welcome to the Lorna Waddy Show. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. Glenn, are you feeling confident today?
No more than usual.
The answer is yes, Glenn.
Okay, you should always be positive about this, Glenn. Okay, here's what's going to happen, Glenn. Hank is in for LBF, who has the day off today, so she can start drinking early for St. Patrick's Day. And so Hank is going to ask you 10 questions in 1 minute. If you don't know the answer to one, you can say pass. We'll go back to that if we have time at the end, before the buzzer goes off. If you get all 10 answers correct in 1 minute, I'll give you $1,000 in cash. It's very simple. You understand that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Hank, are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, Glenn, here we go. 3, 2, 1, begin.
What is the name of this show?
Lauren and Wally Show.
What is the capital of Massachusetts?
Boston.
What beer is known as the King of Beers?
Anheuser-Busch.
what actress played Bridget Jones in the movie Bridget Jones' Diary?
Renee Zellweger.
Name the smallest planet in our solar system.
Pluto.
What is the name of Philadelphia's NHL team?
Eagles.
Niall Horan and Zayn Malik were members of what boy band?
The Hanson Brothers.
What is 60 divided by 5?
12.
How many letters are in the word Canada?
12. Time is up. Time is up. But, you know, you were motoring along pretty good there, Glenn. I thought you were going to make it all the way to the end here.
Well, it's open.
Okay, well, we've got a couple of miscues on this thing, okay? Go ahead. And which ones were wrong?
I mean, what beer is known as the king of beers is Budweiser.
That's kind of like debatable because it's the same company, you know?
Name the smallest planet in our solar system. That's Mercury.
Yeah, Pluto's not a planet anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
The name of the NHL team from Philadelphia is the Flyers.
Yeah, see, you were confusing, you know, on that one.
Yeah.
Niall Horan and Zayn Malik were members of One Direction.
I'm kind
of
glad you didn't know that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I wasn't
quite at all, yeah.
Yeah.
I was encouraged that you knew that 60 divided by 5 was 12.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing. How many letters are in the word Canada? 6.
Okay. But good. You did very well, so we have a consolation prize for you this morning here. A pair of tickets to see Joe Perry coming up April 18th, House of Blues. Tickets are on sale today as of 10 o'clock this morning.
That's great.
You're going to love this show. It's going to be a great show. You can check out all the information. Go to livenation.com for all the information. And we play a grand in 60 seconds weekday mornings at 8:10. If you think you got what it takes, you can log on to WRR right now, and you can enter that way, and we'll be selecting contestants online as well. So, hey, Glenn, have a great time at the show. Thanks for being a member of the nation. Have yourself a great weekend, and happy St. Paddy's Day.
All right, thanks. You too.
You bet. Yeah. Well, top of the morning to you. I just thought you'd have to talk like that because tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day. And one of the reasons we have this gentleman is because he's so Irish. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Irish. Adam Ray has joined us here in the studio this morning. Morning,
so
Adam.
Jewish. Hey, how are you?
Welcome back.
Are Jews allowed in Boston on St. Paddy's Day?
Yes, they are.
Everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
Everybody's Irish on St. Paddy's Day.
I purposely did not drink for a month before I came here just so I could prep my liver.
You're ready for it.
I feel like it's, it's a rite of passage, right, to get drunk and either get punched or throw a punch.
On
St. Paddy's Day.
All of that could happen.
Are there...
But you're friends afterwards, so you don't have to worry about it. It's fine.
I love that. You guys are very friendly people. I feel like the Boston hello is like a headbutt. You know what I'm saying? Like, you guys
Well, you grew up in
aggressively nice.
Seattle.
Yeah, aggressively nice.
Yeah, Seattle, but Seattle's a much more laid-back, progressive, like... We'll buy you a muffin and a coffee and let you merge on the freeway type of...
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We won't let you merge around here.
No, yeah, but that's what makes Boston so great. Now, is there a certain area you were telling me just a minute ago that I should go to, or should I...
Yeah, I mean, you're at Laugh Boston this weekend, so, I mean, that's right around the corner.
Great transition, dude.
See what I did there? It's good, right? Yeah, right around the corner, Southie.
Southie is known for...
Yeah,
yep.
For the St. Patrick's
I wanna
Day
see
Parade.
I want to see bar fights.
Oh, that's Southie.
Well, okay. Listen...
Yeah.
I want to see a traditional classic bar fight between two Boston chicks.
Okay, well, you wrap up in Southie, just go to Charlestown.
Like, I want to see a girl named Gina and a girl named Tina pulling each other's hair out and then, you know, making out at the end of it.
That can happen.
That's Southie.
Yep. Yep,
that's
Siobhan and Sinead, you should see them go at it.
Siobhan basically, come out of the club.
W.oops.
Take a right until you slip and vomit, and then you're good.
You're
nice, dude.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's vomit.
Yeah, I saw Adam... He was part of the Big Poppy roast.
Yeah.
The famous
and we thought we'd
never to be
all
seen
of his
on
quotes,
TV.
Having to do all the quotes on the show this morning, we decided, this would be the last show if we did that. So.
Oh, if you played clips from the roast.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was, I dressed up as a Yankees fan. I flew out the woman who did makeup on the season of Mad TV I did, and she did makeup for SNL from like 92 to 96, and so she's incredible, and so she... You know, decked me out, and it was so funny because we worked out our jokes at Laugh Boston the night before. Yep. Bill Burr, Anthony Mackie, Josh Wolf, Sarah Tiana, myself. And Burr, you know, just in typical, you know, just judgmental, like skeptical, was like, so what are you doing? You're dressing up like Babe Ruth or something? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, no, I'm dressing up like an old man. He's like, yeah, whatever. I don't know if that's going to work out for you. Yeah. And then I get in full, you know, get up, and it really was, you couldn't recognize
it. It was amazing.
And so I get down to the lobby early, and Burr's down there. And I go up to him. I was like, I'm just going to try and mess with him. So I go up. I go, hey, Bill Burr. I go, hey, what's up, man? My name's Tony. Big fan. He goes, ah, what's going on, man? How are you? But kind of like very dodgy, not really looking me in the eye. I go, hey, man, I got some, I'm a big fan of your cartoon, but I got some notes, man. You mind if I run them by you real quick? He goes, notes? What the hell are you talking about? Note? And I go, yeah. I go, come on, man. Just, and he goes, no, man. He goes, buddy, just, you know, F off. And I go, come on, man. Don't be such a, you know. And he's like, come on, man. And I'm getting in his face. And then he goes, buddy, seriously. He goes, back the F off. And I go, Bill, it's me. And he goes, what? I go, it's Adam.
He
and he
did
goes,
not recognize you,
man.
At all.
And then he was just like, that's unbelievable. And then he couldn't stop staring at me the whole night because he was just like, you know, even the jowls on my neck, everything was just so, and it was weird too because then I'm meeting Gronk and Pedroia and all these guys backstage that I, you know, I'm fans of and I'm trying to talk to them normally, but they're just looking at me like, they're like, dude, I don't know. Like, why do you got such a, and Pedroia even said, because I laid into him with some jokes. I mean, I remember one I said was like, you know, Dustin, like, you know, you play second base, but let's be honest, your natural position is dancing next to a pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. and then I said, you look like a guy whose kids call him by their first name. Like, you know, go to bed, kid. Shut up, Dustin. and so I had like five or six in a row. And my buddy Josh Wolf, who was also on the roast, told me that he leaned over and was like, dude, who is this old man? Like, I hate this guy.
He really didn't know.
Josh was like, that's my buddy Adam. Amazing. He's 35. And so then, you know, we riffed it up a little bit after. And Pedroia, you know, he became homies and he's been trying to come to my show because he lives in Arizona during the winter. And so I've been out there doing shows and we just keep missing each other. But that guy had a probably the best sense of humor as far as, like, athletes that I've seen. Because, you know, typically they can't really
very dry
take it too seriously.
Very
you know,
dry.
But he,
what was Pedroia's line about standing on his wall or something like that?
Yeah, I might be the little guy here, but if I have to stand on my wallet, I'll be taller than the rest of you.
That's it. Yeah. That's nice. Okay. Hey, so listen. You got two shows tonight. You got one show tonight.
One show tonight. We keep it simple on Friday. I like to really pack on the shows the night that everybody's going to get so drunk they don't show up.
That's coming up. Well, you can sell twice the number of tickets.
Exactly.
If you have room left over.
That's one reason I want to go to the bars is maybe give out some free tickets and
that's what you want there. I know you've got some great videos up on your YouTube of you know, dealing with hecklers. So you never know what could happen.
That's right.
Well, I was just telling you guys last night some gal in the front row. Fell asleep. And, you know, I thought
wait,
she...
Wait, that's not a big testament for your show.
Don't oversell that show.
Well, look, let me explain why. Apparently she was hammered because I looked down and I'm like, oh, this is not good that she's sleeping. It was the end of the show, so I get it. And I was, you know, there's only one show last night, so I went, you know, a little long. But then when I start talking to her, I'm like, hey, why are you falling asleep? What's going on? Like, long day. And then she just stands up and with her eyes still closed, like, falls into the table in front of her and then backs up and falls into the curtain and then went straight out into the hallway. And then they told me that she was drunk because there was a chicken tender. She put her chicken tender in her drink. And so I was like, all right, well, that makes me feel a little bit better because if she was dead asleep and that her brain shut down, but then her brain had enough cognizance to be like, well, let's get your body out of here too. So you don't have to be around the stench of this guy's material.
Hey, listen, if you just go to laughboston.com.
Yeah.
He's got one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night. You're going to love the show. Check it out.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, special comedy guest right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show this morning is Adam Ray, and you've seen
baby.
Him and everything. Good to see you this morning. It's great having
to see you guys. You smell great, just like I remembered.
Thank you.
Soft.
Unforgettable.
A soft blanket with like a... Like a nice, like when you first light a candle and you get that first
that scent.
Of it,
yeah,
that's what you smell like, dude.
Yeah, that aroma.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I want to know?
Good to have you.
Yeah, Adam is in a lot of movies.
A lot of movies, yes.
It seems like every movie that Melissa McCarthy has made, you're in.
Pretty much, dude. That's in her rider. It's like you gotta have Wolverine Universal Studios actor. You guys know
really?
That, right?
No, no.
You know
wait
that I played Wolverine at Universal Studios?
Really? I just got back from Universal.
Nice, dude.
It's not you were Wolverine?
No, well, back in the day, that was my day job. For 6 years, I did that.
Get out.
I can see that. You
really?
Kind of got the hair.
Yeah, the hair, but they gave you, like, you know, fake fangs and fake muscles. But I don't know anything about Marvel Comics, so that was always a problem because kids would come up to me and be like, hey, what's Wolverine's favorite food? And I was like, potato salad. I don't know, dude. I'm not a nerd, you know?
I'm not a nerd.
No, these kids were adorable. And they really think, you know, they'd call you their hero and stuff. And again, I didn't even like practice the voice because they would give me these books and DVDs because I told my boss, I'm like, I don't know anything about Marvel stuff. And so the voice I would do would just be like, hey, you guys, have you met Spider-Man? Have you been riding the movies? You want to take a picture? And parents would really pull their kids away and be like, is Wolverine supposed to sound like Tony Danza? Or is that like a character choice? Is, you know. But, yeah, that was...
Wow, and you actually kept that job for 6 years. Oh, yeah, that's surprising.
Well, it was, really.
Aim high.
I mean, my mom was very proud. She was like, this is what I sent you to California for.
But not like, I mean, you've been the voice.
Yeah, being in movies with most of
you were Slimer.
I was the voice of Slimer, yeah.
That was
pretty cool.
Did he sound like Tony Danza, too?
Yeah, this was my Slimer. Yeah. Well, he's like, you know, I realized they didn't need anybody famous for Slimer, so I made a fake audition tape and sent it to Paul Feig, the director, because I knew they weren't going to get, like, you know, if they really, you know, it could have, Morgan Freeman wasn't going to do it, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's up? I'm Slimer. Please don't shoot me, you know. So then,
That's pretty good. Yeah.
So I made a tape and then sent it to him, and, it was just, you know, and it's not like something I'd ever even practiced. It was just like, oh, I bet I could do that. And then I just drank a bunch of water and kind of let it slobber out of my mouth. And then just was like, you kind of just, like if you're really stoned and you feel like you're having a panic attack from running out of pizza, that's basically what my Slimer impression was. You guys can't relate?
It's like a good Friday night right there.
It's a good Boston Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, by the way. As long as we're on the subject,
yeah,
everybody's got to be here on Monday morning at 7:45. Speaking of, for a chance to experience an entire universe of action, thrills, and excitement for everyone at Universal Orlando Resort, 7:45, you can log on to WRR.com and register.
Yeah, I did meet Spider-Man, actually. Yeah, I met him just this week. I was down there on Monday.
And he's pretty sure it was the real Spider-Man.
Yeah, right? You're very excited. I hate to break it to you, but
it was
great. That was not the real. That was not Tobey Maguire.
I don't know. I think they're like three Spider-Man.
It was Jason from Glendale. It's just a guy in a suit. It's not the real guy.
That was fun.
Hey, Adam, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, listen, we got three more great shows with Adam over at Laugh Boston. Got one tonight and then two tomorrow night. Got the early show at 8 o'clock and then a 10:15 show. Just go to laughboston.com. Have a great stay. Find yourself a good Irish bar.
Get out of Murphy's Law.
Okay? Yeah, the blizzard's not going to keep me trapped here, is it?
No, you're going to be okay.
I don't trust you.
No, we're not going to have... No, the next Nor'easter is not going to come into like next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday or Thursday. Right, so you'll be okay, okay?
So if I get drunk and pass out
somewhere. That's probably... No problem. No problem at all, okay?
Thanks for the advice.
Hey, thanks. Wake up by Monday.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.